Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, how are you? I hope you're having a wonderful day so far, and I hope that you started this day with a positive mental attitude. I really do, because starting your day with a positive mental attitude can do wonders for your production. It can do wonders for those who may encounter you during the day. So starting your day with a positive mental attitude, with positive affirmations, I hope you affirmed yourself today. And if you didn't, why don't you take just a few minutes, maybe look in the mirror, and just reiterate how wonderful you are. What a fantastic person you are. The fact that you are here is a miracle. Do you know that? It really, really is. So I just want to celebrate you today. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is Sharon, and I have a great show lined up for you today. And for all my faithful listeners, I say it every week, and I will continue to say it because I truly mean it. Thank you so much for joining me today. For those who have been with me since day one, you are the best. You have been with me on this journey. For those of you who have been listening to me for a while, oh, I just appreciate you so much. I love, 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 love you. And I'm giving you a virtual hug today. Thank you for listening. For those who may be new, welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Sharon, and we do our best to bring programming that is enlightening, that informs you and entertains you. And we love the topics that we bring to you, some of the guests that we've had on the show. We do our best to bring you information to help you build stronger businesses, because we know that if you build stronger businesses, you may be able to put someone else to work because you are so profitable that you will need to hire someone else on your show, at your company. So thank you so much for joining me today. Today I'm going to be discussing a couple ways that you can increase traffic to your website. And if you know someone who's in business and they're trying to increase traffic to their website, you might want to share this information with them. So when we come back from this short break, I am going to dive into what can you do to bring awareness, to let people know that you exist. And if you have children, grandchildren, friends, or anyone that's doing their best to do that, well, you tell them to listen to the show, invite them to the show. And when we come back, we're going to dive right in. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so delighted that you took time out of your day to join me. It just makes me feel so good. You know, in the world that we live in today, everybody seems to be so consumed with themselves and taking selfies and all about themselves, but you thought enough of me to join me today, and I just appreciate you and I value you. And today we're going to be talking about ways to increase traffic to your website, whether that's a business website, it could be a church website, or maybe you're in a singing group, or perhaps you know someone who's trying to start a business. This is the show for them today. But before we go into that, I just want to encourage you to send well wishes and prayers out to this world-renowned university choir that was in a fiery, deadly crash on Saturday morning. This university choir from Alabama was involved, their bus was involved in a terrible accident. This is a vocal group from Oakwood University in Alabama. They were on their way to San Francisco to perform at the Third Baptist Church on Sunday. And it appears that there may have been a stalled car in the road, and vehicles didn't see the car, and it caused an accident. And the bus driver did his best to avoid the incident, but the bus was hit from behind by an SUV, a Lincoln Navigator. And fortunately, all the students were able to get off the bus, including the staff and the bus drivers, before it exploded in flames. But the driver of the Navigator that ran into the back of the bus did not survive. So I just want to encourage my listeners to please send out prayers and wonderful wishes of peace and comfort to the family of the driver of the Navigator, but also keep the students in prayer, because you know when you encounter something like that and you see something like that, or you're involved in something like that, it can cause you to be very stressful. It can cause trauma. It can cause restless night. So please continue to pray for the choir. But the good news is, according to their director, Dr. Ferdinand, they were shaken up, but they were very thankful that they didn't lose any lives. They lost all their personal belongings, but they didn't lose any lives. And guess what? That choir decided that they were not going to let that situation keep them from singing. In fact, they went on to sing that day to heal themselves and also to heal others. So keep them in your thoughts and in your prayers. In fact, I went to listen to this choir. I've heard this choir sing. In fact, they came to our area and performed. Oh, my goodness. Those students have beautiful voices. So look them up, support them, encourage them, and we just want them to know that we are thinking about them and praying for them here on our show, because, you know, that's what we do. When someone's hurting or someone needs some support, we do our best to let them know we care and that we're thinking about them. So thoughts and prayers go out to the Aeolian, the Oakwood University Choir that was involved in that accident on Saturday. Yes, yes, yes. Now, when I left on the break, I shared with you that I was going to share some ways in which you can increase traffic to your website, but one of the things that you need to be aware of, who is your audience? Where are they? And, you know, sometimes people really underestimate social media. Well, I'm going to share some numbers and some facts with you regarding social media that all of us probably need to know, whether you're in a business or not. But last year, Spreadfast did an audience social audience guide, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, all of these platforms, people are using them, but you may not be aware of how many people are on these social media platforms. So how many of you can guess? Can you guess who is the number one, or which is the number one platform out there today? Go ahead, take a guess. Out of the ones that I named. Well, I'm going to tell you the number one social media platform out there. And I know you guessed it because my audience, listen, you all are some smart people. You send me some great topics and you're smart. But if you said Facebook, you were absolutely correct. Facebook has 2 billion monthly, not yearly, 2 billion monthly active users. Monthly. And you're probably thinking, well, Facebook is probably for young kids. It's probably for younger adults who, you know, like those. No, no, no. Listen, there are about 88% of the users, of course, who use Facebook. Yes, they're young, 18 to 29 years old. But guess what? Those who are 50 to 64, 72% of those in the age range of 50 to 64 use Facebook. And then those who are 65 and over, 62% are on Facebook. That's a lot of people. They have a lot of users, 2 billion monthly active users. So it is really important if you want to increase traffic to your website, you need to know where your viewers are or where your target market is. Now, if you're wondering, okay, well, yeah, I may want some of that traffic, but I want their income level to be of such that they can afford my products or services. Well, according to the Social Audience Guide, 84% of those who are on Facebook, 84% of them make $13,000 or less a year, 84%. Mm-hmm. But then 80% of them make $20,000 to $49,000 a year. Now, 77% of those who are on Facebook make $75,000 or more. Those are some pretty interesting numbers. Now, you may be wondering, well, who uses Facebook more, females or males? I know you all are smart. You probably guessed it. But you, if you said females, you were right. 50%, 52% of females use Facebook, and about 48% of the males use Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you use Facebook, you probably have seen ads that come across the Facebook platform. About 30% of retail shoppers who recently made a purchase actually discovered that new product on Facebook. So if you are a business or you are a nonprofit organization and you have not decided or have not started using social media as part of your marketing strategy, it may be a good idea to take a look. Now, Instagram. Instagram is another social media platform that's very popular, especially among young people. You have about 800 million monthly active users. 800 million monthly active users on Instagram. Now, granted, 59% of those who use Instagram are 18 to 29-year-olds. 18 to 29. And when it comes to those who are 50 to 64, about 13%, and 65 and over, about 8%. So mainly this platform is for your younger generation, your younger people. So if you're trying to target them, you need to know where they are. And again, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as YouTube. You'd be surprised as far as YouTube. YouTube is probably the second platform out there that people use to search for information, with Google being number one. And then, of course, there's Snapchat. And if you are trying to drive traffic to your website, it would behoove you to know, okay, where are the people, where do they spend most of their time, and target those people. Did you find those numbers interesting? Yeah, really huge. So one of the first things to do if you want to increase traffic to your site, know where your target audience spends their time as far as social media is concerned. Because, you know, things are different now. Times have changed. I mean, it used to be that when you drove down the road, you see all these billboards, and that kind of gave you insight as far as new products, you know, the new services that were out there. You drive down the road, you see all these billboards. Well, if you've noticed, you don't see as many billboards as you used to see. Now, more advertising is done on social media platforms, on the internet. It's done digitally. And so sometimes you have to adjust your marketing strategy based on where the people are. Yeah, where the people are. Now, once you've decided and once you've seen, okay, well, where is my target audience? Where do they spend most of their time getting information? What platforms are they searching? Are they searching Google? Are they searching display networks? Where are they? And there are ways that you can find out where they are. Then you can start trying to target those audiences. Now, there's what's called organic traffic and paid traffic. Organic traffic to your website has to do with traffic that comes just because you've put up information, or maybe through word of mouth, maybe your friends or your coworkers are sharing your information on Facebook, or they're sharing a link to your website, they're telling people, you're telling people, you know, you may be doing programs, you may be doing sponsorships. That's free traffic. That's traffic that you don't have to pay for. You may be blogging or putting awesome content on your website or on your social media, creating contests, whatever you're doing to generate traffic. That's what's considered organic or free traffic. The next type of traffic is paid traffic, and sometimes people will, if they're really wanting to get traffic to their website really quickly, they may invest dollars in paying for advertisements. Those ads that you see on Facebook or on Instagram, sometimes people pay for those ads, or they're paying for their ads and they set a budget for those ads. So if that's something you're thinking about doing, you need to process through it, know who your target audience is, what is it that they're looking for, and have your ads designed to meet those clients where they are in the buying cycle. Now, paid traffic, you may need email lists, and some of you may have quite a few people, quite a few emails, which is great. You may decide that you want to do some ads on Facebook or Google Ads or do some ads on LinkedIn. Where is your traffic? Where's your target audience? And you may decide to pay for that traffic. Now, typically, your organic traffic may take a little bit longer to develop, but that's okay. As long as you are doing the things that you need to do in order to generate that organic traffic and the paid traffic. And again, being aware of social media, where's your target audience? Maybe you can host a chat or something like that on Twitter. If you put up logos or images, which I enjoy doing, I like, you know, doing images. And a client that I work for, when they are putting content, when we're putting content on their website, or we're putting content on their Facebook or Instagram, we brand those images with their logo. And that may not be a bad idea for you to do. And make sure that you provide links to your website. And also share your content in various groups. There's so much that you can do to increase traffic to your website so that people will know who you are, what you do, and who knows, they may even be willing to support you by sponsoring you, donating to your organization or your charity. You never know. So these are some of the things that you can do to increase traffic to your website. And when we come back, we're going to dive into just a few more things that you can do to drive traffic to your website. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
You're listening to Johnny.
You know, I really like for my audience to be informed, and you know, I have some that I really want to talk to you about before we go back into our topic, because I want you to be safe. It's really important to me that you are safe. And there is a scam that I want you to be aware of, because I don't want you to be duped. That's right, I don't. According to the Internal Revenue Service, and I just think this is really sad. You know, we live in a very shady world, and there are so many people out there that try their best to be government imposters. And the Federal Trade Commission said in a report in April that the Social Security Administration scam may be the new one, and you need to be aware of it. Scam artists are always trying to fraud people and take their money and take their resources. And people filed over 76,000 reports about Social Security imposters in the last 12 months, ending in March, and it reported losses of $19 million, according to the Federal Trade Commission. $19 million. And about 36,000 of the complaints and 6.7 million of the losses were reported February and March. So you must be very careful when people call you on your phone and they say that they're with the IRS or they say they're with the Social Security Commission. Be very careful. One of the common tactics, fake callers will tell a victim that his or her Social Security number has been suspended because of suspicious activity or because it was involved in a crime. And these fake callers may also ask you to confirm your Social Security number. They may even ask you to withdraw cash from your bank account, or your bank accounts will be frozen if you don't act quickly. So don't give in to the fake phone calls. And what's happening is some people are so scared when they get these calls that they will withdraw money from their accounts. So be very, very careful. If you're not sure if the caller is from the IRS or from the Social Security Commission, just hang up and dial a number that you feel more secure about, because typically the IRS is not going to call you in regards to things like that. Social Security Commission or Social Security government workers are not going to call you in regards to things like that. So I want you to be careful. And if you are unsure if the call was fake or if it was truly an agency calling you, call the Social Security's main number. You can find it online. Look it up on your phone. Or if you don't have it, I have it for you, 800-772-1213, 800-772-1213. And if you feel that you have been a victim already, please report it to the Federal Trade Commission on their website, identitytheft.gov/SSS. A, and they really are dedicated to Social Security scams. I want you to be safe. I really do. So please be careful out there. You know how I feel about you, so be very, very careful. And when we left on the break, we were just discussing some of the ways that you might be able to increase traffic to your website. Or if you work with someone, or you work with a company, or you work with a nonprofit organization, or even your church, you're trying to figure out, how can we get more people to know about our event? How can we get more people to come and visit? What can we do? Well, there are so many things that you can do, and I'm just going to touch on just a couple of them today. I've already given you a couple of things. Actually knowing where your audience is, your target market, where are they? Where do they spend time searching information and looking up information? Where do they spend that time? And if you know where they're spending that time, that's where you need to be. We talked about organic traffic, paid traffic, social media. We talked about how many users are using some of the top platforms out there. But also, one of the most important things that is huge, is critical, due to some of the changes to the algorithms with Google and the way people go about searching things and whether or not your quality scores are going to be high enough so that Google will put you so people can see you, is the content that you have on your platforms, on your website, the content that you have on YouTube. Content, making sure that it's quality content. Because if people are going to look for information or a product or a service, or they're looking for an activity, or they're looking to engage themselves in something, they're looking because they want to know. And if your information is not compelling enough, they will not find you. They probably will not find you. So making sure that your content is optimized and making sure that it reaches people, it meets their needs, making sure that when they come to you that they get that search answer, that query that they did when they went into a search platform, the query that they made if they come to your website or your landing page. You want to make sure that that information is of such that it answers their question. And when you're posting your blog, if you're doing blogs, making sure that that content is compelling, and maybe even include links to other websites or other bloggers or other influential persons who may be discussing some of the topics that you're discussing. That really can assist you in building your website presence. Some people are really into email lists. If that's something that you're into, how do you go about getting your email list? How do you build an email list? How do you get people to sign up or to subscribe? It's not easy, but for many businesses, it's essential for someone who has a website. So if you have a website, you may want to consider putting a subscribe button or putting a subscribe page where people can subscribe to a newsletter or subscribe to your website or subscribe to your content and get their information, get their email address so that you can send them emails about what you're doing, building your email list. Oh, and there are so many other things that you can do to drive traffic to your website. These are just a few. And, of course, if you want me to do more topics on these, I'm more than happy to do that. But I just want you to be careful out there. And, wow, the time on this show goes by so fast. It really, really does. So I want you to know that if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. That's what my dad used to tell me when I started my business. And you know what? I took him up on it. I decided that I wanted to surround myself by people who were smarter than me so that I could learn more and become a better and more successful successful person. I wanted my business to be more successful. I wanted to be able to do more for people. And I encourage you to do the same thing. You're not the smartest thing out there. So surround yourself by people who know more than you do, and you might find that you will be successful after all. So thank you so much for joining me today, and continue to keep that positive mental attitude. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful day.